USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. And former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will vie for a second term in the fall. McAuliffe winning Tuesday's Democratic primary by a landslide over four challengers, taking more than 60% of the vote. He'll face Republican Glenn Youngkin in November's general election. Virginia is the only state with a gubernatorial election this fall, and the state is considered a bellwether for the next year's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline was in front of a Senate panel Tuesday, testifying about his company's reaction to the major ransomware attack that shut down a major fuel pipeline last month. Colonial President and CEO Joseph Blount told senators that he felt paying the ransom demanded by hackers to get the pipeline up and running again was of vital importance to the country.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry, and I know how critical our pipeline is to the country, and I put the interests of the country first. It was our understanding that the decision was solely ours as a private company to make the decision about whether to pay or not to pay. And considering the consequences of potentially not bringing the pipeline back on as quickly as I possibly could, I chose the option to make the ransom payment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate Homeland Security and Rules Committees released a new joint report on Tuesday, highlighting a number of security shortcomings that occurred during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. The report highlighting a number of intelligence failures leading up to the event and miscommunications that slowed law enforcement response and delayed the arrival of National Guard troops at the Capitol. It also made a number of suggestions for improving security at the complex, as well as ways to improve intelligence operations between the Capitol Police, FBI, and Metropolitan Police. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he welcomes the report. Speaking from the Senate floor, McConnell said that some of the recommendations contained in it have already begun to be implemented.
The Rules on Homeland Security report identifies a number of serious shortcomings in Capitol security that were exposed and exploited on the 6th. It directs our attention to the most glaring gaps that could leave the complex vulnerable to future incidents. Through the efforts of the Capitol Police, the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, and other institutional partners, the Senate's work to close these gaps is already well underway. The committee's inquiry into January 6th is ongoing, and the nationwide search for a new chief of the Capitol Police is making progress. Our colleagues' latest findings should guide the entire institution's ongoing security review.
McConnell added that the committee's work was a reason he opposed the creation of a commission to investigate the attack, saying he supports those efforts over any that seek to politicize the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.